school holidays, of course, a couple more days left. And if you're running out of ideas or if you're trying to work out what to do, very well-known Wellington acting group The Pantaloons are back with a new show, performing at Bats Theatre in the capital for the first time. Jack and the Beanstalk is open now, just in time, of course, for the holidays. And I'm very pleased to welcome some of the members of the play. Warwick Allen, JC McGrath and Amanda Stone have been good enough to join me. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Well, Amanda, let's start with you. Of course, I've spoken to you in the past about events that you've had on, about shows that you've created, shows that you've been involved with. Can you just give us a reminder about the Pantaloons, a real focus on children here?
That's right. Yep. The Pantaloons is a, well, zany performance group for children. I think we're a little bit different to some others because we follow the sort of traditional pantomime event, but we also try to fit in topical things into the show, and we really encourage audience interaction with the kids. We get them to yell out, so they make plenty of noise. We have a great time.
That's fantastic. Jack and the Beanstalk, where did the idea come from for this show this time round?
It's one that I wrote a few years ago, which we've done before, but this is sort of a brand new version. As all the cast members know, things evolve as we do them. So, I mean, I've got something new to add, actually. Things change all the time. They have to be prepared, ready to, you know, I might come up with an idea and say, oh, let's do this. So, yeah, it changes all the time.
Very good. JC, you're involved as the fairy godmother, which is a crucial, crucial role.
Crucial.
Yes, indeed. How did you get involved in this?
Well, I was involved in a show about a year ago with Amanda, and then she invited me along to the Pantaloons. So this is my fourth or fifth pantomime since then, and I just love it. So every school holidays I'm back. And I love playing the fairy godmother. She's, of course, crucial. She engineers, you know, the entire story so that Jack can be the hero and save the day. And, of course, creates a lot of magic with the help of the children. And it's a lot of fun, yeah.
I was going to ask that. Working with children, I mean, what's the old saying that, you know, that you should never work with children or animals? But working with children, is it harder than working with adults, or is it a lot more rewarding possibly?
I think it's more rewarding, and I think that a more forgiving audience, we sort of make things up on the fly sometimes as well, and they're fine with that, and they call out hilarious things to us, and we just have to respond and roll with it. And they, of course, get into the songs and dances with us more than adults would, so no, it's wonderful.
That's great. First time for you, Warwick?
Yes, it is.
How did you get in? You're a King Oswald, by the way. And look, you'll have to excuse me. Can you explain to me who King Oswald is? I haven't seen Jack and the Beanstalk for a while.
Well, I think, as Amanda said, there's some variety on traditional Jack and the Beanstalk. Okay.
So I'm not missing out on anything.
You're not. It's a special character in the one. So, yeah, he is the king of the kingdom, obviously, to where Jack's based. And, in fact, Jack's actually looking to take his my daughter's a hand in marriage, but he's got to do some special things along the way to be able to get that. We won't let out too much out of the bag, but yeah, he's a bit of a bumbling idiot in some respects, but he's also a tap dancing, horse riding king who comes across as quite brave, but he's actually not really as brave as he makes out. But yeah, first time for me. I've been fortunate enough to see a couple of the pantomimes that they've put on in the past and thoroughly enjoyed them even as an adult.
Yeah,
and yeah, this time round, Amanda was looking for a king, and a friend of mine, Rob Arnold, who's also been a number of the pantomimes in this one as well, approached me, and I was very fortunate to get an opportunity to read for Amanda and, yeah, be involved with the cast. It's
fantastic.
Been
great. The challenge, Amanda, I guess, would be that it's not only has to be entertaining and enjoyable for children, but also mum and dad who come along as well. How is it difficult to get that mix right?
Not for me, but
that's good.
And I think that's what also makes us a little bit different to some other groups, is that we do have a lot more adult content, but it does go completely over their heads. There's no swearing or anything like that, but there's a lot of innuendo. Yes.
so mum and dad will be able to understand that, but the children won't.
Yes, absolutely.
And you were saying, JC, that no two shows, I dare say, would be the same. What, there's ad-libbing going on? There's just things you don't expect to go on?
Yes, and the kids contribute quite a bit sometimes. So, yeah, we just respond to that and just roll with it. And, yeah, it's great fun.
How much audience involvement?
Well, there's quite a lot. Every time a baddie comes on or says something, they have to say boo at the top of their voices, their outside voices they have to use. And they say, yay, hooray for the goodies. And we ask them questions. We ask them to help out with the spells. We can never find things, and we ask where it is, and the kids have to yell out, behind you. And, of course, we look around and the thing's gone, and they have to keep telling us that it's behind us and all that sort of humour.
Very good. And, JC, couple of shows a day as well, so you know, as soon as you're done with the first one, then it's all automatically just going into thinking about the next one as well.
Yeah, no, and it does require a lot of energy, but no, it's good. We have done two shows a day before in the past, and we've managed it, and we've got enough kids wanting to come along and see it, so it's great that we can do two shows a day.
Fantastic. And Amanda, in terms of Jack, you know, that is the star of the show. Jack is the star of the show. Who is Jack?
Well, Jack is played by Rob Arnold, who's been in quite a few of our shows, and Jack is a bit of a dill, actually. So when he first comes out and he says, you know, and the fairy godmother says, does he look like a hero, girls and boys? And everyone's, well, questionable, but yeah, but he comes good in the end. Yes,
great, fantastic. Well, it'll be a great event, slap bang in the middle of the school holidays as well, which is great. Yeah, I wish you all the very, very best. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you very much for being a really great supporter of Wellington Theatre.
Absolutely. More than happy to. Thank you very much.
We're going to miss you.
Thank you. Thank you for that, and I hope it goes really, really well.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Amanda Stone, JC McGrath and Warwick Allen, all members of the Pantaloons performing Jack and the Beanstalk for the final week of the school holidays. It is on right now, continuing through until Friday at Bats Theatre. Bats.co.nz if you'd like to take the kids along. Bit of fun, most certainly.